Done. Everything's fine. Yeah. There's no one to think about.
When are you starting to think about it? Next year.
No,
okay.
Say
that.
Say?
It's good for you. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, okay. So the Rambam says that in order to become Mashiach, in order to be the character of Cheskas Mashiach, to do what Mashiach is supposed to do, and then, of course, to complete his mission to become Mashiach Vadei. So one of the inyanim that Mashiach has to do is Beyulchem Mechames Hashem. He has to fight the wars of Hashem. And it's one of the pashut, one of the simple conditions of his character, of what he has to be involved with. He finishes the Rambam and says, Im if he overcomes and wins the war of all the umis around him, then he has to go on and build the Beis HaMikdash, and then he's Mashiach Vada, he builds the Holy Temple, and he gathers the ingathering of the exiles. But he cannot do Binyan Beis HaMikdash with all these inyanim and Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and he can't do Kibbutz Galiyos without first fighting the wars of Hashem. So the shaila is, what exactly are these wars that Mashiach has to fight? It's Hashem. So what's the wars? Which wars does Mashiach have to fight? Any suggestion? Which wars? What does the Rambam say? Yeah. Oh, man.
So it just fixes the breaches of the observance.
Okay, so you're suggesting that maybe the words of Hashem is making Jews keep more observance of Torah and Mitzvahs. That's a condition that the Rambam does give, that Mashiach has to be a character who's V'yachav Kol Yisrael, he forces the Eden to keep Torah and Mitzvahs. V'yachav Kol Yisrael, Leilich Bo L'chazik Bitka, to keep the Torah. However, what? Oh, very good. It doesn't fit, first of all, with the words of the Rambam, you conquer the nations around you. Plus, people are not aware that the Lashon L'chamis Hashem, the words of Hashem, is not a Lashon that Amram came up with for Melech HaMashiach, chapter 11, and the words of, in the laws of kings. He came up with this new term, L'chamis Hashem. It's a term he already used kama v'kama pa'amim in Hilchos Melachim, at least three times. And over there, it's very clear, he clearly discusses what it means, that it's central to the obligation of a king to fight Melchamis Hashem. It's so central that there's actually a fascinating halacha in the Rambam, that as we know, there's really one family which is supposed to have the kingship of Israel, which is the family of the house of David, Beis David. But the Rambam talks, what happens if another shevet, another king, they appoint, they make a king of their own? A group of Jews, they make a king. So he says that you need a Navi appoints a king. He says as long as he does two things, he's a legitimate king. And the laws of the king are chal, are on him. What are these two things that make a legitimate king? He has to be a hoylich b'derech ha-Torah, the Rambam says. He has to be going in the way of the Torah. And the loyichem l'chames Hashem. He fights the wars of Hashem. That's what a king, by a core basic definition of what a king is. So what exactly is the wars of Hashem? So before we discuss what it means by a regular king, let's keep in mind, what wars exactly does Mashiach have to fight just off the top of your head? What wars would be necessary for Mashiach to take place, for Mashiach to really become Mashiach Vadai, to actually be valid and say that this is Mashiach, to prove himself? Okay, very good. Hashem promises in the Torah, it's a clear promise, I will destroy Amalek. We know it hasn't happened yet. They did it, they fought many wars against Amalek. David HaMelech, Shaul HaMelech almost wiped out Amalek. David HaMelech fought Amalek. If anyone learned Bava Basra, there's a story there. He killed the general, Yoav. They killed the general because he learned, his Rebbe taught him wrongly, that when it says that you should wipe out the memory of Amalek, Zecher, he read it, Zachar, all the males of Amalek. So he says, and he had him killed. So he fought Amalek. Amalek was fought many times throughout Jewish history. Amalek was never destroyed. So of course the promise in the Torah that we're going to destroy Amalek, we're going to see it's more complicated. The truth is there's so much to talk about in this topic of wars of Mashiach. It's actually an important question to address. Why the destruction and the annihilation of the nation of Amalek would be necessary to become Mashiach Vaday? Fine, the Torah promised it's going to happen. But he has to wipe out Amalek first in order to become Mashiach, otherwise he's not the man. Why is it so essential? But is that also what the Rama meant? And he should have just said, wipe out Amalek. The Mashiach has to wipe out Amalek. And then the Yochev Kol Yisrael, make the Jews, force the Jews to keep the Torah and Mitzvahs. Wipe out Amalek, and then if he's Matzliach in this, then he builds the Beis Hamikdash, and Zekabitz Nidchei Yisrael, and then gathers in the Jews, he's Mashiach Vaday. So clearly it's not just that. So, another very good suggestion. Goyg U'Magoy. Everyone knows the wars of Goyg U'Magoy. Who didn't hear of the wars? You have people talking how it's going to be the nuclear explosions of Iran and ISIS. Everyone comes up with their own theories of what Goyg U'Magoy is all about. Now, Goyg U'Magoy is of course nevuas, clear nevuas. There's a nevuah in the book of Zechariah the prophet, Perek Yudalid. We actually read it in Sukkot. Coming up, we're going to read it because the Gemara says in Megillah, Sebrengtzich, that there's a Kabbalah that the war is going to take place in Tishrei and Sukkot. So we read it then. The Rebbe actually has a letter. L'chayr B'Shiach comes in Nissan. The Rebbe has a letter about that. So, and then the other places, Yecheskel, Perek chapter 38 and 39, Lamed Ches, miraculous, crazy wars. So the problem is, though, that the Rambam clearly writes in the very next Perek Yud Beis, he writes that there are certain things about Mashiach that we have no idea when they're going to happen, how they're going to happen, right? And there's no clear Kabbalah, a tradition, between the rabbis, exactly what is the meaning of these things. The two examples that he gives is, one of them is the war of Goyg U'Magoy, and also about Eliyahu Hanavi arriving to declare the arrival of Mashiach. The two examples he gives is the arrival of Elijah the prophet and of the war of Goyg U'Magoy. And he writes, "V'kol elu advarim," all these things, "V'yedadim eichi," no one knows how it will be until it will be. There are very hidden things by the prophets, and the Chachamim have no tradition regarding this. And we have no way of knowing. He even suggests two suggestions regarding the war of Goyg U'Magoy. He suggests that it either will come in the beginning of the days of Mashiach, meaning after Mashiach comes, and he says some people say it will happen Koydim Bias Mashiach. Right, so that's there's different ways to interpret it. Just so for those who are not familiar, the war of Goyg U'Magoy, as described in the pasuk, is that they come to besiege the Jews in Yerushalayim. It's the final, supposed like the final war between good and evil. So the nations of the world come and they surround Yerushalayim, and Hashem miraculously brings about their downfall in that war. Clearly that's not what the Rambam is referring to. So what are we left with? And by the way, Derech Agav, just once we're already talking about Muhammad's Goyg U'Magoy, the attitude of the it seems to be from different sources that it's not, it doesn't necessarily have to be, it's not set in stone who Goyg U'Magoy is. In other words, it says, the Gemara tells us that Hashem wanted to make the king Chizkiyo, Hashem wanted to make him Mashiach, and wanted to make Sancheriv Goyg U'Magoy. Sancheriv, who was fighting against him, Hashem would make him. And the Rebbe seems to have that attitude as well. If you look in Melech ben Mesiba, it's a book which goes, that has the Rebbe's conversations by his Yom Tov table. So in the year Tavshin Lamed, the Achron Shel Pesach, there's a conversation there where the Rashag, the Rebbe's brother-in-law, asked the Rebbe, when was Goyg U'Magoy going to happen? Did it happen yet? When's it going to happen? So the Rebbe throws out there, and the Rebbe tells him that there are those who say that World War I was Goyg U'Magoy. The Rebbe says there was someone in the war named Goyg. I'm not familiar who that would be. I guess the Yidden at the time probably figured out who was Goyg. And the Rebbe said that was the war. I was thinking to myself, why World War One and why World War Two? Right? Because there's actually many Gedolim, the Belzerov, many Halach Yidden who said that that was really the war of Gog Magog because it was a war against the Yidden. It's not about Yerushalayim per se. Right? It's about fighting to be loichim against Klal Yisrael, Am Yisrael. But Yeshayim, there's a lot of people who say World War II was merely an extension of World War One. It was just the beginning. There was like a ceasefire, but it was really a hemshech of the same inyanim. But Al-Kopanim, you see this idea, and also there's another prat, there's a Kabbalah, there's a tradition from, some say it's from the Baal Shem Tov, that's quoted already in the early Chassidish Svarim, the Shem Yishmuel and others, where he writes that there's a Kabbalah, Merabiseinu Hakdoshim, that just like by Mitzrayim, just like in Egypt, they were supposed to be in Egypt for 400 years. But Hashem says that the koishi hashibba, the difficulty of the subjugation of the Yidden, made up for the years. It was as if they were there for 400 years. So he says there's a Kabbalah that the same thing is in the reverse in our galus. That the arichas hagalus, the length of the galus, makes up for the difficulty. Right? That doesn't. You don't have to have the ultimate difficulty of galus, that the worst time of Gog Magog itself, where terrible things happen, we already made up for it. We were in galus for so long that we already made up for it. So if you want to arichas of the Rebbe about Muhammad's Gog Magog, it was a sicha in Pesach Sheni Tavshin Mem. Fascinating sicha. Over there also, it seems to have this implication. The Rebbe talks about the wars in Afghanistan and different places. In any event, clearly when the Rambam says that a qualification for Mashiach is to fight the wars of Hashem, he's not referring to the miraculous war, to the war of Gog Magog, and Befrat, especially that the war of Gog Magog is clearly in the Pesukim a miraculous war. Right? The Rambam is not referring to Nisim yet, right? He says clearly the Mashiach to fit the condition, to fit the bill of becoming Mashiach, doesn't require miraculous activity. So what wars, what are we left with? So we said the Mechias Amalek, and we're going to see that Rebbe says the annihilation of Amalek is definitely part of the war. Definitely included. But the Iker war, so the Rebbe has two things that Rebbe says about this in different sikhs. One is the most pashat ha'if, and the most simplistic and clear thing the Mashiach has to do, which is kibush Eretz Yisrael. You have to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Right? As we know, the whole point of Mashiach, as understood by the Rambam, the way the Rebbe understands the Rambam, but it's pashut in the Rambam when you start reading the Rambam, is Mashiach is here for one thing. He's here to bring Shleimus HaToyed of HaMitzvah. He's here to return. Hashem created this world for a purpose. What's the purpose? How are we supposed to know the purpose for creating the world? So He gave us the Torah to tell us the purpose. So if a Yid doesn't believe that that purpose will ultimately be implemented, he's a Kofer Beker. You don't believe in Torah b'chlal. Hashem has a vision for the world. You don't think that vision is going to take place. Whatever it says in the Torah, that's the vision of the world. That's Tariyag Mitzvah Torah. That's all the mitzvahs. Right? So Mashiach has to implement, and in fact, the Rambam says that there's even a mitzvah which was never really kept. Right? But Hashem's vision has to be implemented in this world. And that includes a melech, of course. And it includes Eretz Yisrael. In fact, the Pashtos, even if we have Chalakim of Eretz Yisrael already, really to have, you need Eretz Yisrael Gvulei Seh to really have the Torah. Agav, if people, anyone, I don't know if you hear, has anyone studied the Rambam Hilchos Trumas, getting into the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, you know, with maps and inyanim, it's fascinating. But I'll tell you one thing, that almost the entire Lebanon, to the modern day Lebanon, is part of Eretz Yisrael, Pitayda. There's the top strip of Lebanon. It's a little corridor, which is not part of Eretz Yisrael. But Kemat Gans Lebanon, I would say 85%, if not 90%, is Eretz Yisrael. Maybe it's not Niskadish, it's a different thing. They are parts of Syria, but a lot of that we have also because of the Golan Heights. But Al-Kopanim, why is the Taka so important? So just to give you, throw out one din, Mitzad Dinei HaTorah. So to throw out one din, first of all, is there's a din of Yovel. As we know, we haven't had Yovel in a very long time. Like 2,600 years, we haven't had Yovel. Why? The moment the Yidden in Jordan were expelled, when the Golos was over. Because it says, "Ukrasim drer v'aris b'chol yeshveh," you should call out freedom. If you go to Philadelphia, you see it engraved on the bell. But Liberty Bell. But you should call out freedom to all the inhabitants of the land. So the Gemara learns out in Erekin, that's the halach in the Rambam, that you need to have Kol Yisvela, all 12 Shvatim. The Rambam learns the majority of each Shvat. It has to be there. Fine. Zok the Gemara Vaiter, the Braisa Vaiter, that the Shvatim can't be, they have to be dwelling Nishbir Buvya, not mixed with each other. It means Yeshvel learns Kol Yeshvel, Yeshvel, whatever the limud is, they have to be Kisikna, that each one has to be in the area designated for them. We know there's patches of land, there's Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, and all the Shvatim. So Pashit, to have Yovel and to bring back Shvitim the Yovelist, like the Rambam writes, of course you need to have Kibush Eretz Yisrael. Besides for the fact that Yesh Loimar, that Kibush Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah. Tayyik Mitzvah Teira, so there's the famous Shita of the Ramban, that he learns that it's always Naya given. Maybe the Ramban says that Mitzad the Gimel Shavuos of Mitzach HaKesubis, the souls of Israel took an oath. Maybe there's Aryeh the Revi Aleh, there's something withholding us from the Hashem says that now don't do this mitzvah. But the mitzvah is there. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and even Kibush Eretz Yisrael. So he has to be conquered. If there's a Chelik of Eretz Yisrael, it has to be conquered. Agav, there's the Mefoedish Megillas Esther and Sefer HaMitzvahs, about Vus the Sefer, right? One of the main Svarim. So he actually, the Shver of Art, there's many who ask questions on it, but he wants to answer that the reason why the Rambam doesn't count the conquering of Eretz Yisrael as a mitzvah is because it's not noyig in all generations, because in the Zman of Golos, we have no mitzvah to conquer. And only mitzvah which is all over generations. Right, but what's that clearly mean? And Moshiach Chal, Moshiach Kum. Of course, the Avkevers on Eretz Yisrael. And of course, one of the cases that Rambam brings, that I use for Moshiach, V'chulu, is that Ari Miklat, Eretz Keini Knizi V'Kadmoini. Which is that besides for the Eretz Shivas Hamam in the seven nations that we had in the past, there's a Chelik which we never ever had, which Hashem says that when we expand... it's in this Haintik Afarish, yeah? Dover B'Ite. Hashem says that in Yarech Hashem is Gvulcha, which we know doesn't mean because it has to mean, because Hashem promised Avraham Avinu that He's going to give it to him, right? It's Nishta Im, but Im is all Nishlainer, but the Akapanim, Hashem says that when I expand your land, He's supposed to add the three Ari Miklat, and this never happened in our history. So it comes out that not only does Mashiach have to conquer Eretz Yisrael, like Bulei Sel, but Parashis has to conquer also Eretz Keini Knizi V'Kadmoini. Now, it's very interesting, Shalom Zirkin in the last Kevitz of Elitayda, he brings a stira, and it's Hake, I don't know. One place, the Shaila, whether it's a Mohammed's mitzvah, and it's Keni Knizi V'Kadmeini. One place, the Rebbe, Tavshanun, the Rebbe Zasicha, the Rebbe says V'Pashtus, that Mohammed's mitzvah, which is Kailu, and it's Kibush, and it's Keni Knizi V'Kadmeini, that's a Mohammed's mitzvah, an obligatory mitzvah. But then elsewhere, there's a Sicha, I think Tavshan Lamed maybe. But the Rebbe says that it's a Mechames Rishus Yarchiv Laharchiv Gvul Yisrael. The shot of Mechames Rishus of a non-obligatory war is that the Yidden, if they want to expand Eretz Yisrael, we have a way. We have a methodology to do that. There's a way to do that. So the Rebbe quotes Yarchiv Hashem is Gvulcha Harchavs Eretz Yisrael. And the Rebbe includes it in Mechames Rishus. So it's Taka Shai Lechveis Rishus there. What Taka the Pshat is regarding the kibbutz of Eretz Keni Kirim Kanmein. This is point one. So of course, Mashiach has to be Leichel Mochamez Hashem. But what does, like we mentioned at the beginning of the Shir, what does Mochamez Hashem, what did the Rama mean when he said the words Mochamez Hashem come upon him already in Hilchis Malach? It's not a new term he just came up with. He already said the term come upon him. And like we said earlier, it's a Tanai Ikri and Poshet being a Melech. Pashtos Shatzaze Vidrabalad is that there's an Indian that Mashiach's job, as any king's really job, is Shaloya Noigisum of Atul Yisrael. A king's job, unlike other kings or whatever, is to uphold the Torah, right? Laharim Dasa Emes, to make sure Yidden can keep the Torah. Rashi says in Chumash, in Ein Shalim Ein Chlum, Babus Terash, right? Mashiach's job is to make sure one of his key jobs that there should be no one who's noigis umavatul Yisrael. By the way, I forgot to mention. So we spoke about Mochamez Gegu Magig. We spoke about conquering Eretz Yisrael. We spoke about Mechis Amalek. We didn't speak about it. We mentioned it. So those three. We didn't mention a fourth thing that Rambam clearly says in Perek Yud Beis that Mashiach's going to rule the whole world, right? That's what he says. In the last halacha, the second to last halacha, he says the chachamim did not desire Yemais HaMashiach, loy kedei sheyushlatu al kol ha'olam, not in order to rule over the whole world, clearly saying that they're going to rule the whole world, but loy kedei sheyirdu bagoyim, right? Ella, right? So, but that's a fourth thing which the Chayda has to, fourth war which you have to start talking about. But Akaparnim, he says, why did they want Yemais HaMashiach? Ella kedei sheyupnuyim b'teira v'chachmasa, they should be free to do the teira v'chachmasa, v'loyi lahem noigisum b'vatov. They shouldn't have anyone harassing them, disturbing them, being mavatul, their menuchas hanefesh. Tachas hashleimus, menuchas hanefesh. That's the way you could keep Torah, b'shleimus. See, a shleimer as well. The Chayda was complaining from the Rebbe Sichas. Is lagabi other kings, lagabi a regular king, why is that his key job? The Chayda, what it means is, just like there's a big discussion in general, even in a regular democracy like the United States or any other country, what is the main tafkid, what is the main purpose, rather, of a government? Right. What's a government's job? Are they here to welfare? Are they here to take care of us? What do we need? We need a big brother. What's that from the government? What's the Iker job? This is a big, it's a more libertarian position, but it's a strong position. And your job is to protect me. I'll live my life. You're here to make sure that any threats, mi bachutz umi bifnim, right? External threats or internal problems, police, army, that's the main job of government. Right, which is a very similar concept. Anyone learned any sichas about Mini Melech in the past week about the Rebbe? It's Chilch of Dalid. The Rebbe says that the inyan of Melech is Ilmala Meirash Malchus Israel Chaim Bloy, which is internal security. And then the Rambam, we quoted before the Rambam. The Rambam says that what makes a legitimate king? Two conditions he gives: Hailich v'derech Hatayda, the Loichem Mechamis Hashem. He's here to fight wars. He's here to make sure that there shouldn't be a Neigus and Mevatel Yisrael. Right, that the Yidden should be able to keep Torah mitzvahs. He's here to uphold the Torah, and one of the first conditions in upholding the Torah is that there isn't someone who's being negus and mevatel Yisrael. And Zok the Rambam, why did they desire Mashiach b'chlal? Loi kedei sheyishlatu al kol ha'olam, v'loi kedei sheyirdu b'goyim. Rather, why? Ela kedei sheyu pnuyim b'Torah v'chachmasa, v'loi yelam negus and mevatel. Shnam negus and mevatel. So just like any regular king is one of his core legitimacy factors of, that make up his identity of who he's supposed to be and what he's supposed to do, is the Indian of fighting Mohammed Hashem. Of course, Mashiach has to be Loich Mohammed Hashem. In order for him to come Mashiach Vaday, it goes out to the Kach, that Amam says, Masiv Yitzliach, which the Chayda goes on, V'yachav Kol Yisrael. V'im Nitzeh Cholom Yishasvivav, if he conquers the nation, Yishasvivav. So the Rebbe has a Ha'ara, in a Sikha, where the Rebbe writes that Yishloimar, that the fact that the Rambam writes the word Svivov shows that the Iker Mochama of Mashiach is not even over Eretz Yisrael. Rather, it's the second inyan, that there shouldn't be a Noigus Umavatl. The Umesh is Svivov, the Goyim Arum Eretz Yisrael, around Eretz Yisrael, to make sure that no one is Noigus Umavatl Yisrael. No one should be Noigus Umavatl Yisrael. The Rebbe in that Sikha, the Rebbe is speaking how by Moshe Rabbeinu, he tells them, there's no one being ma'arer, just enter Eretz Yisrael. There's no one arguing, just go into Eretz Yisrael. No one's going to even fight you. So Rebbe wants to suggest that we're not going to need a war to fight Eretz Yisrael. For Eretz Yisrael, kibush Eretz Yisrael alein, ein ma'arer v'dover. Ein ma'arer v'dover. The Muhammad that Amam read, the Rebbe writes in the Haaretz, that's talking about Shesvivav. Shaloi yonegis v'batil, the Yisrael. And that's the main purpose of that war. Fine. Much more to say. Eid Chazayin Lamayid is talking about Mechamis Amalek, but anyways, Mashiach now.